Hey everybody, we're back with our second episode of Just Some Ruckus, and I have my co-host today with me, Zombie Miles.
I'm glad I could be part of the podcast. It's truly a blessing to be able to participate in something that we are starting up.
All right, on today's episode, we have a lot to talk about in the anime and gaming community. And one of the first things I did want to speak on was Epic released a little tweet with some patch notes that I guess are coming in the future. And this talks about maybe nerfing the build. And Miles, how do you feel about that, bro?
Me personally, as someone who's never been a build heavy kind of person, I actually don't mind it. But like I said, that's due to the fact I've never been much of a build heavy kind of person. I've always been more of a I'm trying to shoot everybody up kind of person. So them nerfing building, in my personal opinion, that kind of gives me more of an advantage or more of a competitive playing field. So I don't have to worry about someone building all the way to the very top of the entire map and I can't get to them.
Okay. I see what you're saying. See, like me, like, you know, we play duos together. You're my duos partner. Mm-hmm. I'm the exact opposite. You know me. I build. I live for the build fight. And them nerfing building, I think it's stupid. Because building is what makes Fortnite, Fortnite. It's not PUBG, H1Z1, all the other, you know, battle royale games that are out there. What makes Fortnite so fun and so, you know, cool is you can change the battlefield no matter how much you want at any given time. If you want to be above somebody and shoot them while you're, you know, shooting down low, you can do that. If you want to build some crazy, high, stupid fort and pick people off from a long distance, you can do that. But with them nerfing building, I only think it's stupid, but they're also closing the skill gap between players. Because if you have somebody who has good gunfights, you know, but they just can't build that well, then they're going to get beat with somebody who's okay with guns, but can build really good. But since they're taking away building and nerfing in some way, it's closing the skill gap and it's pandering to more like bad players who don't know how to build. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I want to see what they're going to do. They said they're going to, like, you know, do some testing out in the next few weeks regarding it. And I'm just like, I don't know what they're going to do with it. Because building is what makes Fortnite, Fortnite. And all the streamers, like the pro streamers have been, you know, speaking on it. Like TSM Myth, Daquan, Ninja, all of them have been speaking on it. And I think it's stupid that they're doing it.
I mean, in my personal opinion, we're still going to have building. It's just, I feel like it won't be such an advantage, which, like you said, it does kind of, it makes it easier. It lowers the skill gap. But being the fact that Fortnite is such a popular game, I'm pretty sure they don't want to ruin their chance of having more people come to it, especially with their new PlayStation model they just released.
Yeah.
So more than likely, they're going to try to keep it going.
Yeah, you're right. I completely understand what you're saying. I don't know. We'll see, you know, in the next weeks to come about what they're going to do with this building thing. Because like I was saying, like, the building is, it's Fortnite. It's what makes the game so much fun to me and a lot of people I know. It's because I love the build fights. I love when, you know, somebody's rushing you, you start building a stair and the walls and everything's getting crazy and hectic. You got to out-edit this dude. I love those fights. I don't like, you know, I mean, I played PUBG a while ago. I've played H1Z1, and I, you know, those games are really fun. But, you know, once you start getting shot at, if you don't have no cover or anything like that, it's pretty much over. And, you know, that's just some people. Like, both those games are fun. But Fortnite takes it to another step. I'm getting shot at. Let me, you know, get the high ground of my opponent and let me snipe him. Let me box myself in to heal up real quick so I can, you know, really charge him. Maybe, you know, this dude just outbuilding me the whole time. Maybe, you know, I just tear his whole build down so he can fall. That's why I appreciate the building so much.
In my personal opinion, the one negative for me personally in the whole nerfing the building is, like, you've seen me play. So if I'm getting outbuilt, I'll try to find a way to still finesse it anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like if they do nerf the building, I won't be able to be as creative with the way I'll try to finesse it. Like the last match that I played solo on one, the whole thing I went about, I barely built at all in the entire match. I just kept putting pressure on people. if they nerf the building, I feel like I won't have to put as much pressure. And I actually like putting that pressure on people. It tossed them. It made them panic. It made them play slop. I love seeing people panic and fall apart.
I see what you mean. I mean, a lot of people that are on console, a lot of them don't even build like that anyway. And I think that has something to do with like the YouTuber and streamer named Nick Merckx. Like we discussed this a little bit before. My man has amazing aim. He does not miss his shots. That's why he plays with PC people mainly. He does not miss his shot. He's not a great builder, like, at all. It's no secret. Like, he's not a good builder. Like,
most that's people, how I'm trying to do.
Most people can outbuild him, like, on any. But the thing is, he doesn't miss his shots, like, at all. Like, you know, and I feel like a lot of people on console were just, they came to the realization, like, well, I can't build as fast as, you know, all those cool people I see on PC. So I'm just going to, you know, try to focus on my gunplay. And which is smart, which is really smart, you know. But the problem with that is, if you're not, first off, Nick Merckx has been a high level of, you know, competitive Call of Duty, competitive other games and all that for years at a time. Not just, you know, if you play against a regular group of public matches or whatever, yeah, you'll get good. But he's been playing at a competitive level for years. Of course his aim's going to be nice.
Obviously.
Everybody's not like that. And I feel like, you know, Epic is trying to be like, well, you know, I'm going to nerf the building so it can give everybody a fair chance. That's not what they should do. They should keep the skill gap where it is and just keep everything how it is. But, I mean, this whole meta right now, Fortnite, is a little aggravating to me because, you know me, I'm a shotgun player. And the way shotguns are going off right now is pissing me off. I don't even want to play Fortnite like that anymore just because the pump is broken, the tac is trash, and the heavy is the only viable shotgun, if we're being honest right now.
It is, and it hurts me personally being the fact that, you know, I'm a huge advocate for the tac. No matter what, I'll still try to run the tac in some way, shape, or form. Seeing how useless the tac pretty much is now.
What'd you say, bro? Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, you cut out for a second, bro.
I apologize for that, but what was I saying? I said, seeing how useless the tech is now, it personally hurts the way I play because I'm still trying to run it. The only useful tech really is the blue tech because sometimes the green one is still such a disappointment.
Exactly. I know exactly how you feel. Mm-hmm. But that's just wild. You know, moving on to, you know, other things in the gaming community that's been going on this past week, there was an article. I forgot who published it. I read a little bit of it, and they were basically saying single player games are dying. And we've seen this before. We've seen, you know, people like going, but like this article, I think on Twitter ended up getting like 5,000 retweets. You know, I think it was like 20,000 likes. A lot of people agreeing with them. And I'm just trying to figure out where they're getting this notion that single-player games are dying when we just got blessed with God of War.
Honestly, I feel like it's due to the fact that so many people are getting into multiplayer games. People constantly go to consoles for multiplayers. Like, I've talked to numerous people that always mention how their reason for is because of their friends, which is an understandable reason to go to a console. But the fact is, single-player games are still selling magnificently.
Exactly.
They're still reviewed highly. So to say that single-player games aren't selling well or that they're dying, it's ridiculous. We constantly see single-player games do well. Like you just mentioned, God of War has done amazing. Let's go with a different example. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, single-player game. That won over 100 different Game of the Year awards. Single-player games are not dying at all. It's just people being narrow-minded.
Exactly. I feel like this has a lot to do with people not, like, I'm just going to throw it. A lot of single-player games are usually a lot harder than, you know, multiplayer games on the surface. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like people are not, you know, looking for that challenge anymore when it comes to single-player games. Because, you know, I'm going to just, you know, use The Last of Us as an example. Last of Us is a single-player game with, you know, a multiplayer game, you know, game aspect. Nobody plays The Last of Us for the multiplayer. Let's be honest. This isn't COD. We play The Last of Us. We play The Last of Us for the camp, for the story, which is amazing. The Last of Us was so good that it was remastered for the PS4 and still sold well. Like, still sold amazingly. We got,
right.
Like, I don't understand. Like, reading that article, I forgot the guy who wrote it. He was just saying, like, a lot of the reason people aren't playing single-player games is because, like, people buy consoles to want to play with their friends. And granted, that mm-hmm. is fun. I love playing, you know, Siege, Fortnite, Neo, Bloodborne with my friends. But, like, mm-hmm. I also love playing story-heavy games that I can discuss with my friends after I beat them. I can call up, yo, bro, where you at? Like, where you at in the story right now? What's going on? Or just open-world RPGs, like, you know, Breath of the Wild, like you were talking about. Man, like, mm-hmm. anytime we talk about that game, like, I'm like, yo, bro, where you at in Breath of the Wild? What's going on right now?
And I always show you crazy videos of how someone doing, like, some trick on Zelda that I probably can never pull off. Exactly. I died 3 times trying to block off them Guardian lasers. But I was trying, though.
Exactly. A lot of people are just, I don't know. I think single-player games are perfectly fine in the state where they're at right now. They're not going any, especially with the games that we saw with E3's release, they're not going anywhere.
Like I said, it's more than, I feel like it's people being narrow-minded. A lot of arguments tend to be heavily flawed and completely one-sided. If they're only looking at it for the multiplayer aspect, that really kind of says a lot about their games that they're playing. Because there's a lot of great single-player games.
Exactly.
It's all about exploring them.
A lot of them. All right, let's move on to, you know, our last topic regarding, you know, the gaming community. And it's been going, and me and you spoke about this briefly on Twitter, but Sony and its crossplay problems, I think it's coming back to bite them in the ass now.
Right now, mostly just because of Fortnite, because crossplay hasn't been the issue ever before. No one had an issue with cross. Well, it has been an issue, but no one had made a major issue as it has been with Fortnite. Because there were not as many complaints when people realized they can't use the PlayStation Fortnite for the Xbox. Wasn't as many complaints when Minecraft couldn't be played on PlayStation. But these complaints really just boomed as soon as Nintendo Switch Fortnite came out. Which, doing amazing on the Switch, pretty much almost every popular game that's got on the Switch has done great. But the thing is, I feel like if anything, this is Microsoft. This moment for Fortnite, PlayStation would be able to do it if Microsoft would have okayed crossplay on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
It was turned down by Microsoft then. It was not a huge issue. But as soon as PlayStation, pretty much don't want people to use their PlayStation account for Fortnite, is a huge issue.
See, I think the problem goes back just even further than that, because people have been wanting crossplay on games for the longest. They've been mm-hmm. asking for it. They were asking for it on the PlayStation 3. I thought it could be possible. You know, I'm like, yo, like, there's plenty of games that, you know, crossplay should be, you know, viable for. Like, but it just mm-hmm. wasn't working then. Then the PS4 dropped. I'm like, we definitely should have crossplay for a lot of these games. Now, when the whole Switch dropped, when it came with the Fortnite on it, we saw a lot of these problems really get exposed. Sony just does not want crossplay with this game systems with Fortnite, which makes no sense, like, at all.
I mean, from a business standpoint, I can actually understand it due to the fact that it seemed like they don't want to work with their competition, which is completely understandable. If we look at how Sony has been doing for the PlayStation 4, it is amazing. It's pretty much double or even more than double than Microsoft Xbox One. Nintendo Switch is still new. It's selling great, but it's the fact that it hasn't even been out for that long, so it can't have this many units sold.
Right.
Pretty much at this moment, Sony is pretty much just competing with itself. They're getting cocky, Epic knows that Sony pretty much don't want to do crossplay with their competition. Epic even wanted to say something negative about this. However, Epic knows just how successful the PlayStation 4 is and still put the bundle out for the PlayStation 4. That speaks volumes to how successful the PlayStation 4 has been.
It does. But, I mean, bro, if it all boils down to it, like, for one, it's 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is amazing now. There's no reason why we don't have crossplay on more games than this. Like there's no excuse. We can crossplay with PC. We can crossplay with other things, but I can't crossplay with the rival, you know, company, Microsoft. See, I don't really like Microsoft like that. But Microsoft is very smart with how they're going about like making everything, you know, like the whole little Minecraft thing with PC. Even though Minecraft is still a big game, it's not as big as it was in the years before. That just changed the game totally. People are going back and turning Minecraft on their Xbox One. People are going back and playing Minecraft on their PC just because they can play with their friends now.
And now they can play with the Switch.
Exactly. Now it's like, yo, I can play with my boy on the Switch now. Now it's crazy. But Sony is just standing on the outskirts. I think Sony needs to drop the crossplay with the Xbox One and the Switch. I really feel like if they do that, it'll be game-changing. It really will be game-changing. Because I talked about this, but I'm going to save it for another day. There's going to be another big gaming console come out in the next few years that's going to compete with Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. We'll save that for another day.
Personally, I feel like if someone does jump in, that's going to be hard. A huge issue for them is going to be extremely hard. But like you said, we'll save that for another day. However, do I feel like Sony should get into crossplay? Yes and no. Yes for the consumer, no due to the competition. Consumer-wise, it's great to want to give consumers what they want. Consumers want crossplay. Gives people more reason to play. However, competition and sales-wise, crossplay is the reason why they should not go for it. If Sony have crossplay, it gives competition the reason to keep the people that are already there. You want to crossplay with somebody who has Xbox, you got a PlayStation, they're going to feel as if they want to play with you, they have to get a PlayStation. Sony, they'll make money off of that. Crossplay, they can't make money.
Exactly.
So it's smart to keep it. It's smart to have no crossplay and smart to have crossplay. It's a win-win-lose-lose situation. At this point in time, I feel like Sony is completely confident in everything they're doing because, like, it's been working extremely well.
Exactly. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. But I also feel like if something doesn't change, Sony might end up getting humbled. It might be similar to the PlayStation 3 in a sense where at first they did get humbled and they were playing the role of catch up pretty much. Which actually worked out extremely well because I was actually doing some research on it earlier. The PlayStation 3 numbers, they vary between barely behind the Xbox 360 and actually passing the Xbox 360. I mean, there's a good chance that PlayStation 3 actually sold better than the Xbox 360 in the long run. I don't see that being the case with the whole Xbox One right now due to how wide the gap is in sales. But Sony, riding how confident they are, if they're not careful, it could hurt them.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, bro. All right, let's go ahead and switch gears, and we're gonna the anime portion of the podcast. All right, we're back. Let's go ahead and, you know, speak on the anime side of things. One of the topics that, you know, me and you have been, you know, talking about kind of is this spring season of anime has been amazing. Miles, I know you haven't really been, you know, up to date with this season so far, so I'll probably, you know, dominate this whole part of this conversation.
Go right ahead. Like I already told you, I don't really go right into like by the seasons. I'm more of a I'll pick something up whenever I pick something up.
Exactly.
Everyone could probably be watching something new, and I'll probably be rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho or Saint Seiya.
I feel you. I feel you. All right. If we're just starting, okay, we're just gonna start with something simple like Steins Gate Zero. Amazing. I'm not even all the way finished with the first season of Steins Gate. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna check out Steins Gate Zero, and I'm hooked on episode 4. I'm gonna keep this portion of the podcast spoiler free because I know there's plenty of people out there who haven't watched a lot of these shows for this spring season. And I'm letting you know now you're missing out.
I'm offended you ain't send me the link.
Like, Steins Gate Zero, amazing. It's coming together really well. Even though I'm not a big fan of Tokyo Ghoul, and this new season that dropped had is like the way they ordered things is so stupid and whatever, it's still pleasing to watch for me. Like, it's still, you know, I have to do some more research about how everything's going on because I just picked up Tokyo Ghoul Re about like a week ago and I've only watched one episode. And I have to like do some more research of like where this picks up at, if this is going along with the manga or not. But it's so far it's pleasing to watch.
That's another anime I need to pick up.
Sword Art Online Alternate. I really did not think I would be here saying it, but I enjoyed this Sword Art Online a lot. I enjoyed it a lot. And this is coming from the same person. I can't stand the Sword Art Online series. I cannot stand it. It has its moments, but I don't want to watch it. But this one, it's totally different. It's a whole new person. Kirito's not in there. There's no bullshit, no ass pulls, nothing. It's straight to the point, and it keeps everything, you know, nice. The plot is decent. It's not no weird shit like it was, you know, in the original Sword Art Online or the Gun Gale arc. No. It's simple. It gets to the point. It expands on the gaming world along with, you know, the actual human interaction outside of it. It's real nice. It's real nice. And that's just like, you know, some of the biggest names, you know, that's been coming out this anime season. Megalobox, it's nice. I haven't even, what's the word I'm looking for? I've watched 5 episodes of this anime, and I'm hooked. My homeboy who doesn't even like anime is on the show now. And I've been doing a little bit of research. Like, I'm just giving you guys, you know, a few names of this anime. I've been doing a little bit of research, and everybody's saying this is the best anime season we've had in a long time. I'm not sure if I'm agreeing with them, but this anime season is amazing. It is amazing, especially going back and looking at some of the other stuff that we had. Because every anime season is usually like, you know, we have two that we've been waiting for. We got two more that, you know, is like, okay, this is a new show. I've been wanting to watch this. We got two more shows that got an anime adaptation. And then, like, the rest of them is just like, oh, I'll pick them up whenever. I can't say that for this one. I can't. Everybody is literally watching this season and just realizing how good it really is. Because, I mean, it's giving you everything you need. You got the shonen with My Hero Academia. You got love stories. You got all kinds of things going on. And it's just everything right now in the anime community is well. It's going pretty well.
Man, I feel like I'm slacking.
Nah, look, you need to catch up. I'm gonna send you some links that you need to or some show that you need to watch on your own time, bro. It's nice. Everything they're giving us, it's not like I was complaining on Twitter a couple months ago, speaking on how I was like, man, the anime market is so saturated with all these new shows coming out each season, and there's only like one good one to watch. I can't say that now, because I'm going back and I'm looking through all of the shows that are coming out this season. And it's just so amazing. All of these shows are continue to be good. Continue to still surprise you. The new ones that's coming out, the new seasons. Like, the new season of My Hero Academia, phenomenal. Like, hands down, phenomenal.
Don't even get me started on My Hero, because, you know, I was going to talk about that all day. I could talk about that almost as much as I could talk about Dragon Ball.
Exactly. Like, the new, like...
I love My Hero.
This season is good. And, you know, everybody's been saying that it might be the best season in a while. I would have to agree with them, because I'm trying to think back and look at another anime season that dropped that had this much... That had this much good shows right off the bat, with like the first, you know, few 10 really big shows that people been waiting on. And then the rest of the shows that aren't getting a lot of clout, they're still good. They're not just something, you know, you just put on in the background while you're doing your homework or whatever you're doing. These are shows that I actually want to watch. So I would have to agree that this is the best one in a while. I'm not saying it's the best overall, but it's definitely the best in a while. And, you know, let's go ahead and jump onto our other topic that we discussed. And you see this discussion all the time on all kind of social media, whatever. Anime has really took off in the past, like, 2 years. Everybody watches anime now. And I feel like a lot of people are only bashing, like, you know, we got people that's been watching, and like me and you, Mom, we've been watching anime for a while. This is nothing new.
Ever since I was a little kid, I feel like I might have been watching anime as long as I've been watching cartoons.
I know I've been watching anime longer than I've been watching cartoons. And, you know, everybody's watching anime right now, and that's real cool, because, you know, back in middle or high school and shit like that, you say you was watching, if you really wasn't watching Dragon Ball Z or Naruto, and you told somebody who's watching that shit, they would clown you on spot. Like, it's a guaranteed fact. I mean, you know, now, you know, it's almost cool. And
it's almost like it's the norm at this point.
Exactly. And how do you feel about that, bro? Do you think this is just like some wave or some trend that people are just riding on, or do you actually think people feel like this?
Genuinely, I feel like it is a trend. For a good amount of reason. I feel like a lot of people who are now watching anime, they're not going to really expand to a certain kind of anime. You're going to have people that just stay within, probably, like, say it's the realm of shounen, like Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece. I feel like a good amount of people that are now so-called anime watchers, they're staying there. They're not going to go to try something else like Parasite. They're not going to look at Majin Madoka and say, oh, let me watch that, which is extremely dark. They're not going to go out their way to really... They're not going to really expand that much. They're going to stay within a small circle unless someone actually tries to put them onto it. And then toss in just how... It feels like it was just so sudden. Like, yeah, I understand. Of course, it was going bound to have some kind of popularity brought to it, especially with the fact there's a lot more rappers who are now involving anime into their careers. Started a while ago, Lil Uzi with Super Saiyan Trunks. Like, it was bound to happen. But I feel like sooner or later it's going to die out.
I completely agree. I feel like it's a little bit of both. I feel like the people who've been watching anime in the closet, they didn't want to get clowned on Twitter. They didn't want to, you know, make people fun of them. I feel like they're actually coming out. And it's like, yo, I've been doing this. I don't have to feel alienated anymore. I can actually, like, show people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to lie. I was kind of like that a little bit, you know, especially in high school. Like, freshman and sophomore year. I was like, yeah, I don't really want people to know that I watch this shit. You know, because, you know, niggas will clown you. Niggas will clown you for real. They think everything hentai. But now, like, you know... Now, like, I feel like people are really coming out and it's like, okay, look, I watch anime, you know, anime, you know, I love it. I watch it all the time. It's no big deal. But I also think we have people on the other side of the fence who are just like, well, you know, everybody's watching. I might as well do it too. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. There's, like, you know, if you want to get into something new, you have to start somewhere. Even if you start late, you got to start somewhere. I really don't care if people are like this or whatever. I don't have a problem with people just now getting into anime and they're like, yo, I've been missing out, or I'm only going to stick with one type of anime, you know? And because when I started off, I only watched shonen. If it wasn't shonen, I wasn't watching. Now I'm watching all kinds of shit. Slice of life, you know, all of this.
Like, I went from being someone who was watching only Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball, Shonen, et cetera, et cetera, Yu-Gi-Oh, Duel Masters, stuff like that, to being someone watching Your Lie in April, which is wonderfully animated.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I don't have a problem with people, because people all start somewhere. I don't have a problem with enjoying these shows. My only problem is when people come out, they're speaking on how much they love anime, how much they want to watch anime and shit like that, you know. And these are the people who've been doing it, and they go ahead and bash the people who are trying to get into anime. And it's like, you know, I'm going to give it a shot now. So they're trying to get into it, and like, okay, you've been watching anime your whole life. I understand this. But just because somebody hasn't been watching anime as long as you don't have to get on. You don't have to get on that person. You don't have to constantly belittle them. Like, oh, you haven't seen Fullmetal Alchemist yet. You haven't seen Death Note yet. I can't. You can't even call yourself that. No, but like, let that person take their time with it. Because if we're being honest, I still haven't finished Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood at all.
I gotta get back to it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the classics that people think are classics when it comes to anime, they're really not. I'm sorry to break it to you, but
well, hold on.
I'm not gonna first, speak on that, bro. I'm not. We're gonna save that later.
All I'm gonna say is Saint Seiya is a classic. I don't care what nobody says. That is a classic right there.
No, look, I have to agree because that's my shit. That was the first anime I've ever watched. That's my shit.
I feel like people who get into anime, they're not required to do this, but I do definitely suggest that they try looking into older ones also, because I personally prefer a lot of old animation styles, especially for Hunter x Hunter. I tell people all the time I prefer the way Hunter x Hunter was originally animated compared to now. I still love it. I just prefer the old animation. So it's like a bunch of different art styles. You see how crisp some older anime were actually made. It's interesting. Like, just get appreciation for old ones to see how far animation has come.
Anytime, like, you know, somebody comes to me and tells me they want to, like, you know, they're trying to start watching anime, they've been watching some shows or whatever, I always tell them, you know, watch whatever you want to watch now. Then I usually give them a list of some older animes that they should go back and watch. Just because I feel like everybody should, like, appreciate how far anime has come. I'm not saying, like, I'm not telling, you know, somebody, I'm like, if you don't watch these shows, you're not a real anime watcher. Like, you know, I'm not going to tell nobody that shit. But I'm like, yo, go back. I'm like, I feel like you should go back and watch this show. It came out into, like, you know, 93, bro. I feel like you'll like it. And you get to see the progression of anime. Like, you know, I always want people to see that. They have, you know, paying homage to how far, you know, anime has come. Like, you know, in basketball. If you want to, you know, I love watching this. I love watching the new age basketball. But I also go back and watch the older games, too, just to see how far the game has changed and how much it's evolved. You got to pay homage to what, you know, what started it all.
Like, me being a Dragon Ball fan, like, I have relatives who are trying to get into anime, especially my younger cousins. So they'll usually come to me like, hey, Miles, you know what Dragon Ball was, like, Dragon Ball series or Dragon Ball movie I can watch? I put them on and stuff like that. Exactly. My little cousin, Cooper, he wanted to get into more, like, different animes. He loves Dragon Ball. He's the first little kid I've seen run through all the Dragon Ball movies. Most of the original Dragon Ball and a decent amount of Z in, like, less than 3 weeks. He was speeding through it. Loves it. I love this little kid. He asked me what other animes do I suggest he watch. I told him Saint Seiya. Told him Duel Masters because I feel like he might like the comedy of it. Of course, I try to watch what animes he watches because he's still a little kid. So I'm going to try to make sure he don't watch something that I feel might be out of hand. But I'm still going to definitely try to make sure he sees something that's quality, get a part of what I was watching while growing up. Like, I want to be able to appreciate new and old, not just be someone who wants to just bash old animation styles due to the fact it's old. I feel like he needs to have the appreciation there.
Exactly. A lot of people have been bashing a lot of the older anime just because of the animation style, when in reality, it's really not that bad. Like, I went back 2 summers ago. And I watched a lot of, like, older anime just, you know, to see what's up with it. And it's still, like, it was 2016 when I did this. A lot of the animation was still holding up. And I'm like, it's been, like, you know, 10, 15 years. And I'm just like, that's wild.
That just says a lot about the art styles, how well animated it was. And it sometimes also speaks to just how well funded it was. Like, we see a lot of that. Like I said, back to being a Dragon Ball fan, we see a lot of that in the Dragon Ball community, where a lot of people were bashing early episodes of Dragon Ball Super, talking about how bad animation was, which I'm not going to lie. Certain episodes, animation was heavily flawed. But a lot of people are just keep going on with that same stigma, saying, oh, animation is horrible, and they keep showing the same screen. But the thing is, they're comparing that one screen to a movie. And even that one screen they're comparing is already misstated. That was outsourced due to the fact they were rushing and trying to get all the animation together, because they were just going back to back to back to back to back with episodes. So, of course, there was going to be a dip in animation. I'm not giving it an excuse. I'm not giving it a pass. But it's not fair to try to point out some animation that was outsourced to animation that was heavily funded due to it being in a movie.
Exactly, exactly. I know what you're saying, bro. But, you know, that's all the time that we have for today, guys. You know, we'll be back in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just some ruckus. All right, you guys.
Just causing some more ruckus.